spring. Though Sunday, March 20, marked its official day this year, for many the hopeful season hasn't quite taken hold yet. Take heart, it will be here soon. The most cheerful of us have looked beyond this year's seemingly endless skiffs of snow each morning over Easter weekend to the brightness that always awaits on the other side of winter. As St. Albert begins this week to wash away the grit from our roads, so, too, is the opportunity for us all to clear away the emotional darkness that sometimes envelops so many for the duration of the coldest season each year. Far beyond the unveiling of fresh potholes and yes, the advent of construction season, too, is the opportunity for each of us to put a little spring, pun intended, in our step. It's by nature's design we start to feel better at this time of each year, with plenty of science to explain why. Our eyes detect the increase in daylight in spring, which triggers the pineal gland in our brains, reducing the secretion of melatonin, which means we become more energized, with a natural boost in sex drive, enthusiasm, and confidence. Another gift of the season is the bump in sunlight, and thereby a rise in serotonin, the happiness hormone, and vitamin D. Our bodies also benefit from a significant dopamine hit as the snow and cold melt away, triggered by an awakening of our senses, the warm sun, an assault of bright colors from the moment each crocus emerges from moist gardens, the scent of lilacs in full bloom, the cheerful early morning warble of birds. Some of us will celebrate spring's arrival with a renewal of our homes, cleaning, decluttering, redecorating, repainting. It feels impossible not to while surrounded with new growth. Others, the green thumbs, are watching thermometers and weather reports, eager to get their hands into the earth and start planting, and taking on the meditative tasks that come along with growing and tending a garden. Still others will take to the great outdoors to experience the unique smells and sights offered up by the warming of things, the emerging of things, in the form of hiking, camping, cycling, paddling, baseball, football, soccer, birdwatching, picnics, a whole host of outdoor activities, all reawakened by a wee bit of spring. Let's not forget the return of patio season, and the chance to soak in some sun while sipping coffee over a great book at a cafe, or enjoy a glass of wine or a beer while visiting with friends at a local pub. As our yards and green spaces come to life, so, too, do our spirits. We bloom at this time. It serves us well to embrace spring's profound offerings, and the fresh start they may bring. Editorials are the consensus view of the St. Albert Gazette's editorial board,